This is a progress from Jerry Grunwell, G-R-U-N-W-E-L-L, Jerry, J-E-R-I. Date was February 6, 2022. Place is ProMedica, formerly called Briarwood Manor. Apparently, Ms. Grunwell was seen regarding a recent knee fracture and recent dehiscence, as well as hypothyroidism, coronary artery disease, and schizoaffective disorder. The paragraph history. Overall, Mrs. Grunwell is doing fairly well, period. The areas where there was dehiscence and holes in her incision site of the knee have almost healed, period. One is closed and one is just slightly open, period. She is doing better. She is walking with a walker short distance, period. She continues with therapy, period. Pain is controlled with Norco as needed. And she is allowed weight bearing as tolerated now, period. She has hypothyroidism, but there's no specific thyroid symptoms such as altered temperature tolerance. Period. There's no constipation or excessively dry skin or hair loss, period. Paragraph, she does have a history of schizoaffective disorder, and that seems controlled, period. She's on venlafaxine, 75 milligrams, 3 capsules daily, and Abilify, 30 milligrams nightly for this, period. She's also on Wellbutrin, 150 milligrams daily for depression, period. Review of symptoms is negative for fever, chills, headache, chest pain, shortness of breath, nausea, abdominal pain. In paragraph examination, she's not acutely distressed or ill appearing. Blood pressure 127 over 68. Pulse 82, respiratory rate 18, temperature 97.6, O2 saturation 94%. Head and neck was unremarkable, oral mucosa normal. Pupils equal and reactive. Neck supple. Lungs clear to percussion and auscultation. Cardiovascular normal as well as two, no gout, no murmur. Abdomen soft and non-tender. Musculoskeletal. There's a scar on the left knee and there's one small area where the incision is still slightly open, period. CNS, cranial is normal, sensation intact. The paragraph. Assessment of 10, 1. Mrs. Grunwell continues on rehab for the left knee fracture, period. It's a fracture of the distal femur. 2, she has hypothyroidism, stable, and I will continue levothyroxine, 175 micrograms daily. 3, she has neuropathy, and I will continue gabapentin 300 milligrams daily. 4, she has schizoaffective disorder, which seems stable. I will continue Seroquel 900 milligrams nightly, plus Effexor 225 milligrams daily, plus Abilify 30 milligrams daily, plus Wellbutrin 150 milligrams daily, period. She takes Klonopin 2 milligrams at bedtime for anxiety, period. For pain, I'll continue Norco 5-25, 1 every 6 hours is needed, period. She has made progress in the past couple of months, and I'll continue the current overall plan, period. This is Dr. Schumacher dictating, end of dictation.